Tweeter writes in, Coach was probably looking mad because upper management told him he's on a strict no-questions timetable, but you can't risk him for an extra 130 of a middle January game. And Coach wanted to keep him rolling, but new boss said, nah, get him out. You know, it probably isn't all on Alvin Gentry. That's probably accurate. He's probably on a strict policy from David Griffin and the Pelicans management. I think Tweeter's right exactly about that. That is that's probably not his call. It's probably not Gentry, because Gentry is, you know, I don't know what Alvin Gentry's job security is like, but he hasn't necessarily been great in New Orleans. The crowd was mad at him, though. They're not mad at the management. They were booing the coach. So I would imagine Gentry was wanting to win the game and to have his best players out there, but that's probably a good point. It came from above him. And, you know, they already had your tickets and you were already in the arena buying things, so the management didn't care that much. He'll come back and watch Zion next time. It's a process. I'm surprised at how much blowback I've seen Zion get, though. Of people either, like, going out of their way to talk about how much they don't care about it or to, like, root against him. I imagine that the biggest chunk of the hate comes from his Duke career. Or do you think it's from the ESPN coverage? Because I would say the ESPN coverage plays a lot of it. I would actually say the ESPN coverage plays more of it than Duke does. Like the Zion cam, the almost, you know, he doesn't quite get the 24/7 treatment, but when Zion does something, it's been news for the last year and a half, basically.
A lot of people hate Zion.
Yeah, Zion's, I would imagine he's still got a positive overall, like, percentage. If you polled sports fans, I think you'd still get probably a positive. But I think there are a lot of people who do not like him and are rooting for him to fail.
I wasn't aware of that. I mean, there's always going to be haters out there. But I guess a lot of it is because of how they hyped him up. He hasn't done anything as a person that would make you not like him.
No, I mean, I think Zion is quite honestly quite the opposite. Like, the person he hasn't let us know too much about. Although, if you read some of the stuff and you believe some of the stuff, like, he really wanted to go back to Duke. Like, he really wanted to go back to Duke.
Instead of go to New Orleans?
Or not even for New Orleans. He just had fun with Coach K and, like, said he wanted to learn from Coach K and, like, liked college and kind of wanted to keep being a kid.
Well, play on the Olympic team.
But then. The parents were kind of like, I can't anymore because Coach K's gone. It's Popovich now, and Popovich probably isn't as fun to play for as Coach K. But, like, he hasn't let us much into the person other than, like, a few glimpses of, like, maybe he's still wanting to be more of a kid than, like, face of a franchise type of thing. But he won me over as a player. Like, coming into Duke, it was, hey, he can only dunk, and he quickly dispelled that. But it's not also not like he is a selfish superstar. Like, he plays pretty selfless basketball for someone who is better than everybody on the court. Like, he is cut from LeBron James's cloth in that regard. Of wants to pass, wants to keep his teammates involved, wants to be a good team basketball player.
I wonder if it's LeBron people that hate him.
I don't think so.
Because they think he's going to be the next, he's going to take over for LeBron.
Nah, the people I've seen rooting against him either A, don't like the NBA, or B, are just tired of all the coverage he gets.
Like who?
I mean, you saw, just the Twitter timeline last night was roasting him whenever he had played his first, like, 12 minutes. Like, he was getting destroyed, like, people. It was a regular roast thing that Twitter will do, but there was a lot of people taking joy in this fact, calling him fatty, talking about how Ja Morant is going to be so much better, how Zion's going to be a bust, and this is what we waited for.
I guess
Big
it's
Bayou, Glenn Dave, yeah. Big Bayou, Big Baby is what they're calling him.
That's maybe because he got so much coverage.
I think that's most of it. I'd say Duke plays into that, but Duke's probably also going hand in hand with the coverage, but I do think he's a special talent.
All the coverage and all the hype, I mean, that leads to people not liking you, I would assume. We've seen that in other instances.
With whom? I'm not saying you're wrong, but, like, well, we haven't got there with Mahomes, and Mahomes gets a lot of coverage.
Mahomes was the guy I was thinking of.
Okay. I was thinking, like, Bryce Harper. I feel like Bryce Harper got a lot of coverage, you know, early in his career, and that kind of turned him into the villain a little bit.
What about Lamar Jackson?
I don't think so. I think people still root for Lamar. Like, you have some people that are, like, wanting him to fail just because they want to be right and laugh at the people who think he's so great, right? Like, because you saw, like, in the playoff game when he lost, especially in, you know, the first three quarters or first half, whenever they had scored 6 points, you had the Colin Cowherds of the world like, wow, everyone who's been mocking all these GMs really need to walk it back and apologize. And you're like, no, he won MVP. He's still really, really good. No, we shouldn't apologize to the people who said he should be wide receiver. That was a bad take. He could obviously play quarterback. But you saw people wanting to dance on his grave a little bit, but I feel like that was for other reasons, more like, hey, I told you so, or more like, hey, the old way is still the best way.
There are also a lot of people out there that are just kind of contrarian.
I agree with that.
They want to disagree with the norm.
Sure.
Whatever everybody else likes, they want to go anti, which, you know, I kind of get that. It is annoying, I guess, when a lot of people kind of rally behind one thing, but there are some people just have hate in their heart, you know?
Yeah.
They just want to hate. That's who they are.
Dylan writes in saying that he seems like a really good guy. The media coverage is just exhausting. I was annoyed when Tennessee was number one in the country for a month, but all the talk was about Zion. I still hope he succeeds. Just wish everyone in the media would chill out. Well, like, I mean, I feel like the media knows that people are either going to like the Zion coverage or they're going to hate watch it. And they're just in the business of getting views and clicks and you know, viewers and have something to talk about. Plus, it's really hard to find stuff to talk about all the time. There are very few people, even in like the NBA or NFL, that everyone has an opinion on or cares to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a reason when you watch like national sports coverage and you watch the national debate shows or whatever, because, I mean, you're on TV every day, even in the off season. Mondays and Fridays are easy because you could talk about the games, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you got to manufacture some. And there's a reason that a lot of people's default is like, hey, let's just talk about the Cowboys. Because everyone either likes the Cowboys or hates the Cowboys.
They move the needle.
Right.
Yeah. Same with the Lakers and LeBron.
Same with LeBron. LeBron did it in Cleveland. He did it in Miami. Like, there's a reason LeBron got so much coverage because, you know, Tim Tebow was the same way. You had some people who really liked Tim Tebow, and you had some people that thought Tim Tebow was a joke and they hated the coverage, yet they watched the coverage.
It's good to talk about those biggest brands, you know, the Yankees. Everybody likes hearing about the Yankees.
For the same reasons. You either like them or you hate them.
Yeah.
It sucks when it's a young guy, though, like Zion, who is coming in already, like, either beloved or hated type of thing.
Well, that's who he'll have to be, though.
Seems like it.
It's surprising to me that it's already like that early on, but he will have to be that guy when you think about it.
Sure.
If he's going to be the future star of the league, he's going to have to be divisive. There's nobody that's just beloved. Because when you get to that level of fame, you know what I mean? Who at that level is beloved? I mean, Kawhi is pretty well respected, I guess.
Kawhi is respected, but I mean, that was more. We'll see what happens when it comes to the playoffs and all this. So if, like, you know, like, I feel like Kawhi we like, but now that he's with the Clippers, who knows if it stays that way?
Yeah, especially if he goes up against LeBron, because then the people that love LeBron are going to hate Kawhi.
Well, I think the LeBron haters, though, will rally behind Kawhi, just kind of as the Warrior haters rallied behind Kawhi this postseason.
Right, so. But still, it's divisive.
Sure.
You know, it's going to make it split. I don't think anybody just has pure adoration.
I was going to say, even the people that are rooting for LeBron probably don't hate Kawhi, but then again, maybe they do because of the whole Lakers recruitment, and he kind of struck them along and acted like he was going there, and you know, then the reports afterwards, like, nah, he was never really considering that.
Can you think of a star, though, that is just purely adored?
I feel like Mahomes is pretty close right now. I feel like Mahomes has a high approval rating.
Wait till he wins the Super Bowl, though.
And that might change.
It changes.
Yeah.
I mean, in sports, I can't really think of
one. It's hard to keep it in sports. Like, I mean, you know, we got tired of Steph Curry shimming around, too, whenever they kept winning. And, you know, maybe that doesn't happen if Kevin Durant doesn't go there. Like, maybe we still would have kept liking the Warriors and rooting for Steph because he was anti-LeBron. Maybe that still would have been a majority guy that had a high approval rating.
Betty White is a pretty well-liked star, but, yep. You know, she's not in sports.
And it's mostly because she's old.
Yeah, she's just been around so long.
Yeah. Plus, you don't really have like fan bases like that when it comes to movies and TV shows or whatever she does. I mean, what
the Golden Girls fan base,
right? But I mean, like, what?
They have a fan base, don't they?
I mean, yeah, you got people like
most of them are dead, but
I feel like everyone still likes the Golden Girls. I feel like there's new generations of Golden Girl fans.
That was a good show.
It is a good show.
Back in its day,
whenever I see it on, if I'm not watching anything, you know, in the hotel room or something, I've been in hotel rooms before with like the family and you put on Golden Girls. You're like, oh, that's fun. Yeah,
they just had so many good stories.
Yeah.
The old lady,
jokes for the old lady.
Yeah, and then
Wow, these old ladies are having sex too.
The vicious old lady, you know, the small one.
Yeah, the mom.
Yeah,
the mother.
Dorothy's mom.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Blanche.
No, Blanche was the whore.
No, that was a Blanche.
Blanche had the VD.
I don't remember what the
Dorothy. Name. Dorothy's the tall one.
Yeah.
What was her mom's name?
Dorothy looked like a woman in my hometown that used to own a breakfast shop.
Really?
Yeah.
Dorothy seemed like the most down-to-earth one to me.
Right. I think that's why she was the one that got to have the mother. She was the center of the show.
Yeah, she was technically the main character, right? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Because like I said, she was the one that had the mother, and I think her love life got more of a run whenever she had a boyfriend. Like, it was taken more seriously.
I think that would be a good question. That, you know, who did you love the most from the Golden Girls?
I think everyone liked Blanche.
Blanche? I mean, she was the one that brought the spark.
Right, I think that was everyone's favorite.
She kept the older ladies a little younger.
Yeah.
You know, she kept them fresh.
Right, exactly.
Because she's out getting it on with everybody.
Yeah, she made the show work. But I think she was the family. I think she was the family.
Was Betty White the least interesting character on the show?
Probably.
Yeah. She was just sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, I
feel like Betty White got the rub off that, though, like in real life, too. Everyone's like, oh, this must be her just playing herself.
There really wasn't much to her character other than just what a really nice lady, you know. That's a good show. But, you know, other than the Hollywood.
Sophia.
Hollywood. Sophia, of course. That was her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sophia.
I had seen somewhere she was actually, now this could be total myth, could be wrong, that she was actually the youngest of the four.
I don't know if she's the youngest of the four, but I'm pretty sure she was younger than Dorothy. The girl whose mom.
And they just made her, they made her look. Made her look like she's in her 80s.
I have heard that, too. I don't know if that was true or not, but I feel like no one would lie about it.
Yeah. I don't know. You just have to figure out the actress names and, look at where they were born.
Yeah, I'm about to.
Okay.
We'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll talk. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Congratulations to...
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
We have confirmed through Google that the mother, Sophia, was younger than two of the three other characters. She was not younger than Blanche. Blanche was a decade younger than everybody. So, urban legend confirmed, sort of, I guess. I guess it's an urban legend. It's always been fact-checkable, but yeah.
She was younger than Bea Arthur and what's the other
Betty
one?
Betty White.
Betty White, yeah.
Yeah.
Bea Arthur was in World War II. You know that? She served in the Marines from 42 to 44.
Really?
Yeah. Bea Arthur must have been tough. She's 5'10", too, so I'm assuming
she looks tough on the show.
Yeah, she did.
She looked tough on the show.
That might have been from her old Marine days.
Yeah, I would imagine she was just like was she like active duty? Did they say what she did? Was she like a nurse? Was she
doing? I don't know. I don't.
I can't imagine that she was like
on the front lines.
Yeah, or doing like that.
You wouldn't think so. Yeah, a woman in the 40s.
Really allow that, like, in the 40s.
Well,
right?
Most of the women were home doing the men's jobs.
Playing baseball. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. We Can Do It. Isn't that where that whole thing started?
Yeah.
That's kind of where the feminist movement came from, wasn't it?
And the girls in a league of their own playing baseball.
Well, the women had to run the country because the men were all off at war.
And then they shut the baseball league down when the men got back. It's like, all right, we don't want to watch women play baseball anymore.
Yeah.
Let's watch the guy play baseball again.
Women were manufacturing weapons and all kinds of stuff. Love women.
Big fan of women.
Love and respect.
Speaking of which, TK writes in asking if we're going to tune in for UT UConn tonight.
That's a good segue.
Thanks.
Yeah. I think I will tune in to see the second half score. I'm not going to sit down and watch the whole game, but I'll tune in. Pretty confident that I'll at least see it on the screen at some point.
We haven't played in a long time, right?
Who, our women?
I guess UConn since like 07, right?
07, yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's what, 13 years?
Yeah, I saw where Gino said something a day or two ago that the rivalry's not what it used to be. He kind of, I think he was kind of taking a little shot.
You think he's taking a shot? Because, I mean, I would agree that the rivalry's not what it used to be.
Well, like, no, it's the truth, but it's not because UConn hasn't held up their end of the deal. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's also because they don't play, but sure. I mean, I guess if Tennessee was still on top and playing UConn in the tournament or competing to see who the best of the best was going to be, like maybe that would be keep the rivalry going a little bit. But
yeah, but he's a jerk.
He is a jerk. I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. You're right.
No, he hates Tennessee, and I think that was a shot at Tennessee. Like, yeah, it's not what it used to be, obviously, because Tennessee sucks now. Like, I think that's kind of what he's saying. Even though we don't suck, I mean, but we got a first-year coach, you know, I mean.
I mean, we have fallen off. I don't think that's
Well, I think we're coming back kind of out of the these girls want to play for Kelly, unlike Holly Warlick. I think that's easy to see. There's a new, you know, there's a little bit of a newly inspired progress.
Okay.
Obviously, they're not as good as UConn, but, you know, they're coming along. They had some tough losses to Texas, Stanford this year. You know, lost to Kentucky in the conference, I think.
Okay.
But they're coming along.
Yeah.
I think they're 15-3, is that right? Something like that?
Sure.
You look like you're researching them.
I'm looking to see what the spread is tonight.
Oh.
You could bet on women's basketball on certain offshore websites. I was just saying if we were expected to keep it close or, you know, be in the game. Tennessee is 13.5-point underdogs.
Okay.
That's all I was wanting to see is what the perception was. 13.5, I guess, isn't bad. It could be worse.
And you know, these
it would be worse a couple of years ago, probably.
This team was a big underdog when they went and won at Notre Dame earlier this year, too. But they found the fight, the heart.
I wonder how the what Kelly's perception is of this as she gets ready to go play this game, because I mean obviously she is a Pat girl, right? I mean that's
why they hired her,
right? I mean she is a Pat Summit disciple. Pat Summit didn't want to play this game anymore. She canceled the series.
She hated Gino,
right?
For good reason,
sure.
Based on the things we've heard.
A lot of rumors. Basically what, surrounding Maya Moore's recruitment?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of other rumors, too.
Right, but yeah. I think it got ugly with that recruitment, with talks of one school is heterosexual, scissors. The other has a lot of homosexuals. I mean, that was basically what it was built around, right?
There was something about...
That's what the rumors and innuendos were.
Something about scissors or something.
Basically told Maya Moore's parents, if you send her down to Tennessee, she will no longer like boys.
Right.
That's kind of the implication there.
Right. Which, long-term, maybe could be a benefit. You know? I feel like men ruin a lot of things.
We do kind of suck.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the backstory that was, you know, passed around, and that was kind of the final straw for the series being ended. And I do wonder how Kelly... feels. I wonder how Pat Summit would feel. Does that bother you at all, or does that make you wonder? Do you give any pause to that?
I think Pat Summit, if...
Like, knowing Gino's still in charge over there, giving Gino a chance to, you know, like you said, throw a couple more shots at Tennessee's way.
I think Pat Summit, like, looking ahead, like, if you asked Pat Summit in 2007 and you told her, hey... we're going to play this game again in 2020, but you won't be the coach anymore. You will have, you know, your successor will have taken over. You'll have another person there. Like, at that point, I mean, I don't know. Do you think Pat expected it to never be played again?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I think it's an interesting question, though.
I don't know. I wish we could ask her.
I would say it puts a lot of... I don't want to say pressure, but I would say that Tennessee, if they could pick one game to win all year, it'd be this one.
Well, yeah. Certainly.
I would say in the locker room that they're thinking this is the game we want to win.
You ever find yourself missing Pat? No? Okay. Okay. You don't have to disparage.
I wasn't going to disparage. I mean, I could have easily just said yes and just kept it moving.
I know what you're thinking.
She's a legend. I appreciate her. I love her. Like,
you don't have to do this.
Do you find yourself missing, Pat?
You don't have to walk on her grave just because you're...
Please don't accuse me of walking on her grave. That's not what's happening here.
You've made it clear you don't care about her.
I didn't say that. I just don't... There's not many times I'm around thinking...
I don't mean when you're just sitting
her. Like, I mean, when I watch, like, I mean, would I care about Tennessee's women's basketball program more if she was still coaching? Yes, obviously, but like,
yeah. That's all I mean. I know you're not sitting around the dentist office thinking about her. Most people probably aren't, except for people close to the program.
Sure, I mean, know. Like, I don't want to come off like I'm disparaging her. That's not what I'm trying to do. Legend.
She's got a statue.
I don't ever just, like, go visit the statue because I want to, like...
You don't go pay your respects?
I mean, if I'm on campus, I look at it. But, like, I don't, like, bring flowers or anything. When you're sitting at the stoplight. I don't, like, bring flowers or, like, get out to go, like, sit in front of it and reflect or anything. And
But I tell you what, if I'm sitting at that intersection of Lake Loudon and Philip Fulmer...
And I look at
that's,
it, I'm like,
that's the corner I'm looking at.
I'm like, it's nice. I'm glad she has a statue. She definitely deserves one. The basketball court's named after her. It's earned. When I'm in TBA, I'm like, oh... Shout out to Pat, legend.
So you'd say she owns that corner?
She owns that corner.
When you're at the stoplight.
Yeah, that's her corner.
You're not looking at the athletic center?
Nope. Looking at the statue.
Not looking at Pratt?
Nope.
Whatever's over there, the industrial stuff.
Sometimes I'm looking like to make sure no one's walking out in front of me and I don't hit them because sometimes that happens.
And Pat would see. I just trust Pat's going to protect me.
Yeah. You don't want Pat to see you run over somebody.
That would be bad. She would yell at you.
She would be a witness, too. Be the worst part of it.
Yeah.
Imagine the policeman with his notepad looking at the statue, asking her questions.
That would be bad.
Who hit who? Was it a jaywalker?
What a weird question by you. Ask if I ever miss. Like, what are you doing here?
I don't know. Just trying to get you to say something.
Just setting traps.
Just seeing what you'll say.
Yeah. So can I have you on record for missing her? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Who do you miss more, her or John Ward?
John Ward. Like, of him, like, just being alive or him doing his job?
Doing their job.
Yeah, doing his job, him.
Yeah.
It's such a bad... The replacement, I mean, granted, look, Holly didn't do great replacing, but...
She's better than Bob.
Yeah.
Holly made 3 Elite Eights.
Yeah.
Bob ain't been to an Elite Eight.
Bob can't make an Elite Eight.
Bob can't even get in the tournament of broadcasters.
Yeah. Like, no disrespect.
No.
On my end.
Full disrespect.
I see him sometimes at the YMCA.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you talk to him?
No.
Does he know who you are?
I don't think so. He might. I don't know.
Hey, John Reed.
I don't ever talk to him. He doesn't talk to me. I just...
How does Bob talk?
I would hate for him to, like, come up and run up on me at the Y one day.
Hey, John.
Heard you on the radio.
End of the checkerboard, huh?
Disrespecting me, saying I wasn't... He couldn't even make the tournament. I just don't want those problems.
Do you think that job is hard?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
To be a play-by-play guy?
Yeah.
You think you could do it?
Yeah,
I don't think you could do it.
I think I could do it easily.
Cam, find us a video and let's play it for Cody in next hour. I want to get Cody's actually, we can do it now. Find a video. I want to get Cody's play-by-play challenge.
What do you mean, just tell me what you mean, and I'll put it on. You want me to just call a game?
What kind of sport?
What sport do you prefer?
Football.
Football?
Let's do basketball.
I've done this in broadcasting school.
Yeah, let's just see how you can do it.
They make us watch a game. And you got to call it for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And submit the tape.
I want to put you through that again.
Well, obviously, I don't have a sheet in front of me that has all the players' names on it. So do I have to know everybody's names?
I guess that's... I'll give you the game.
We can find the game, and yeah, we can get you the stuff.
We'll only give you the roster. We're not telling you which game we're picking. But that way you won't be able to tell what plays are happening. But yeah, we'll give you some background of the clip.
I mean, I don't feel like it's going to be very good radio, but...
It'll be great radio.
I mean, I can do it.
It's so easy.
It is easy. I can do it.
You couldn't do it.
I can do it, no problem. I'm a trained broadcaster.
Could you do small talk?
That's what we do for 3 hours a day.
Yeah, but I lead the small. I lead. The play-by-play guy, you would have to do it. And you'd also have to be able to weave it in.
I could do it. I could do it as well as these guys. I am fully of the opinion that if it's not a primetime game, we don't need a play-by-play team. These mid-level SEC broadcasting teams are so bad. God, they are awful.
Yeah.
It's just, and they try to be funny and they say these little, I was leaving the hotel this morning, Dan, and, you know, I ran into somebody on the street too.
Yeah, but I feel like I feel like you could do your team, but like those guys have to do all types of games and all types of teams. I think there's only so much you can learn about a team in like a week type of thing.
Well, then we don't need to learn anything. Why do we always have to be learning something about the team? When we suck in football, have you ever noticed what they're always doing in the fourth quarter, like of an SEC game, a team that sucks? Hey, there's the Vol Navy.
Yeah.
You know, the Vol Navy's been around since 19...
Yeah, sure.
There's Smokey on the sideline.
I mean, you have to find something to talk about, though.
That's Smokey 10. He's the mascot.
Rather than another first down, 37-point game type of
thing. Let's tell you about the story of the checkerboard end zones. You've probably never heard it before.
So you're not a fan of the anecdotes?
No.
No?
No, unless they've got something interesting, and very few of them do. I'm talking about the mid-level,
so
the
like
average.
Last week you didn't appreciate the update. I guess it might have even been on this game. The update on like Tennessee's manager basketball team?
No.
That was a big thing they talked about for a long time was the manager's basketball team.
Nobody cares about those guys.
Apparently ranked number one in the country.
There's nothing more boring than a Tuesday night SEC basketball game on the SEC network that doesn't involve, like, Kentucky, Auburn, or a good Tennessee. Like,
sure.
I mean, it's just awful. It's horrible coverage. It just sounds boring. You know what I mean?
Would you go with your regular voice or would you go with a professional voice if you were doing the play-by-play?
Well, when I used to be training in broadcast school, I kind of amped it up and had a real professional voice.
Yeah.
But then I decided that's not me. I'm more of a radio guy. Well, I like just talking to you normally.
Play-by-play could be on the radio. Do you think we could do play-by-play together?
Yes.
One of us play-by-play, one of us color?
Well, no, because the color guy.
I do the play-by-play. I wouldn't be able to do the play-by-play. I did play-by-play for wrestling for a couple times. I was on TV in a couple of in a couple of markets.
I think we could do it pretty easily.
Birmingham.
You know, there's a lot of high schools that need teams to do that.
I don't know if I was in Knoxville, but Chattanooga and Birmingham, I know I was in.
We could do a high school team.
I wasn't very good at it.
Play by play
for the wrestling.
Wait, you did wrestling play by play?
I was on TV. Yeah, a couple times. Yeah.
When?
2015.
You were like, well, your initials are JR, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Were you as good as the other JR?
No.
Did you try to do like what he does though?
It was weird because I did it after the fact. Like so, the matches got recorded quiet because you know like indie wrestling like you aren't live on TV. Then you like edit it and get it ready. Then you send it to the TV to the TV network. So I got the video. Then I had to go and watch the video and record my vocals over the top of it. So it's just a little odd. So maybe if I was in the arena, I could have been like, oh, by God! By God, he's broken in half! As God is my witness, he is broken in half! I might have been more into the moment at that point, rather than sitting in a room with just a microphone watching.
Oh, so you just put the voiceover on top of it.
Yeah, there just wasn't, you know, it was a low rent situation. It wasn't, you know, the best of the best or anything.
Yeah.
We were working with what we had.
I see.
Yeah. Then I'd do some stand-up shots. I didn't go buy a suit, so I had to like wear my dad's like coat. It's a little bit big on me, so I was a little self-conscious about that. But then I was like, these indie wrestlers make like $20 a show, so like who are they going to judge? Like people watching this in Birmingham, they're not going to judge, so whatever.
Did you make any money doing it, or it was just kind of a...
I was doing it for my radio boss at the time, who was taking advantage of me.
So no.
Yeah. Okay. So no.
Hmm. Well, that's good experience, I guess.
It was all right.
Yeah. Is there any video that exists?
I got to watch a couple of guys that are like in the WWE now, like some stars.
Really?
Yeah.
Becky Lynch.
No, you ever heard of the Velveteen Dream?
Nope.
He's one of the bigger stars. I watched him. He wrestled a guy named Leo Rush, who's also in the WWE. I think he's actually like the NXT or was the NXT like cruiserweight champion.
The Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, they wrestled. He's like a knockoff Prince gimmick.
That sounds like a drink. The Velveteen Dream.
Yeah.
It's like Sunny D or something.
I was thinking like Ovaltine, maybe. It's like chocolate.
That's what I was thinking of, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drink or Ovaltine.
Maybe I was thinking Tangerine.
I don't know. But I wasn't very good at that. But I think you could do the play-by-play and I could be the color guy.
Yeah, I think so. Drop
a couple notes, make a couple jokes.
You could draw a couple of yellow lines on the screen.
I do think there'd be pressure, though, every time you kicked it to me that I'd have to say something good, though.
Not really.
Sorry, Cody. I was just looking down at my phone. I missed that play, but first and 10.
Second down and 9.
1 yard gain. That was a tough run. Tough run up the middle there by the running back. Did you know that running back is from Sarasota?
Yeah, you know, John, one time I was in Sarasota.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, stayed at the Motel 6 up there and ordered some food.
I can't imagine that food was very good,
No,
Tony.
It wasn't great. You know, Sarasota, they had a little diner there. It was just one of those little meat and threes. I didn't care for the green beans.
I see you messed up because the second play's already been ran. See? That's what your trouble would be. You would forget to punctuate the end of your story with, so-and-so drops back to pass, 5 yard gain. You would mess that up.
Speaking of green beans, here's Ahmad Green on the carry.
Yeah.
He picked up 6.
Yeah. See, I don't know if you'd be able to do it.
Speaking of picking up 6, one time I was in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. I picked up a 6-pack there of Corona. Have you heard about this coronavirus going around, John?
It's SARS 2.0 is what they're calling it. Keep your mask on if you're in the airport.
2nd and 6 here.
I thought you were going to go somewhere different when you said you picked up a 6.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to make it sexual.
No, I never picked up a 6, John. One night, though, I did pick up 3 2s, and I think that ought to count.
Would you rather have 3 2s or 2 3s?
Here's a long bomb over the middle. That's Jackson. That's a 72-yard touchdown, John. I'm going to raise my voice just a little bit so you know it was a big play.
He just plucked that out of the air. Just like one of those twos plucked a $100 bill out of your wallet when you weren't looking.
That's a funny joke, John. Extra point coming up next.
Not bad.
See, it's easy.
Yeah. Luckily, we had some exciting plays.
Yeah.
It'd be tough if it was 3 and another. And there's a third consecutive 3-and-out. These offenses, man, they suck. Hour 1 in the books. We'll get off hour 2 with headlines. Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. River strong. Talked a little Joel Embiid and his weight issues. He's been sidelined with a hurt hand, which has led a lot of people to start wondering about the Sixers and their future. Because, you know, last night, notwithstanding, they played good for a half and then ended up losing in Toronto. But there has been some talk that started popping up about the future of the Sixers and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. The thought here is that these guys can't play together. Ben Simmons has looked a lot better when Joel Embiid's been off the floor. Joel Embiid's looked better when Ben Simmons has been off the floor. A lot of people think this might be their last shot. They have probably the most talented roster in the East. Right? I mean, that was the conversation before I picked them to win the East. I haven't given up on that. But when you look at the standings, Cody, they're all the way down in the 6th seed. All the way down there. Hanging out at number 6. 6!
Mm-hmm. 6th.
6th!
5 ahead of them.
The Pacers are ahead of them, even though Victor Oladipo hasn't played a game.
The Celtics are ahead of them.
The Celtics are ahead of them.
The Bucks are ahead of them.
The Bucks are number 1. The Bucks are way far ahead of them. The Bucks are 10.5 games ahead of them.
And 2 other teams are ahead of them.
Exactly.
Probably the Heat.
The Heat are ahead of them. The Heat are in 2nd, despite having just Jimmy Butler. And Bam Adebayo's been really, really good, but it's basically just been Jimmy. Basically, the Heat are a good – the Heat would be a good reason or a good example of what happens if you properly build a team around one guy. The Bucks also would be that example because the Bucks don't have – they have a second good player, like Chris Middleton's an all-star. But what the Bucks have done is like, hey, we're going to go all in building around Giannis. We're going to let Giannis, who, you know, Ben Simmons couldn't be as good as Giannis, but Ben Simmons could be a version of Giannis. Really athletic, can get out and run, can play defense. He's a top 5 defensive player in the league, and he can push the ball. If you surround him with shooters, kind of like Milwaukee has, some people think the 76ers would be better.
Ben Simmons just can't hit the 3, right?
No, Ben Simmons can't shoot. But Joel Embiid, like, needs to be in the post, too. So, like, when they're both playing, that's been the problem, is they both kind of cover in the lane and take up space for everybody else. The thought process is like, hey, maybe these guys would be better off just one of these guys. Can you guess the other team ahead of them? By the way, you only have 4 of the 5.
I said Bucks, Heat, And then Pacers.
I said Pacers, and you said Celtics.
I would have guessed the Pacers. Celtics.
I don't think you would have, though.
Yeah, I would have. If you told me there are five teams ahead of the Sixers, the Pacers, I would have guessed the Pacers. I promise.
Well, then let's get this.
Believe
other team.
Me.
We'll get the other team.
The other team?
Yeah.
It's a team in the East.
That is correct. There are no Western Conference teams ahead of them in the standings right now, and of the Eastern Conference standings.
Who's good in the East right now? I know the Sixers are good, the Celtics are good, the Pacers and the Heat,
we've already went
the
over
Bucks.
That. Yeah.
Wizard? No. It's not the Wizards, right? I think everybody knows it's not the Wizards, or it could be the Wizards, but it's not the Wizards. The Nets are, they don't have Kevin Durant right now,
they
but the Nets
Durant.
Will contend maybe for Nets. No, okay. Let's think here.
Nets are currently the 8th seed.
Oh, so I knew they were.
But they've lost 4 in a row. And 8 of their last 10. Things aren't going well for the Nets right now.
The Magic.
Which, by the way, the Hawks are only 8.5 games behind them.
The Magic are. Okay.
Yeah.
Are a team in the East.
They are a team in the East.
That is
7 seed.
They're better than they used to be.
They're better than the Brooklyn Nets right now, yeah. They are the 7 seed. They would play the Heat if the season ended and we got a playoff matchup. Two Florida teams.
Who am I missing? What seed is the team that I'm missing?
3.
They're the 3 behind the Heat and the
Bucks.
And the Bucks.
Yep. This is slightly ahead of the Celtics and slightly ahead of the Pacers.
It's a team most people know of.
You could say that.
Yeah.
It's a relevant Eastern Conference team.
Very relevant Eastern Conference team.
Yeah.
It can't be the Bulls. It's not the Bulls. Definitely not the Bulls. Right. Yeah, definitely not the Bulls. Or the Cavs. Cavs are no good. Pistons aren't. They're not good, are they? No. It's not the Knicks.
There's only 2 Eastern Conference teams remaining.
There's only 2, but it's not Charlotte.
Okay, there's only 1 left.
Okay.
You have,
what's the one? The Hawks.
No, they are dead last in the East right now.
Damn it. So there were more than 1
left. I already mentioned the Hawks, so I already
the Hawks. Yeah, the Hawks aren't contending. That's right.
They're only 8.5 back, though.
We're coming.
So who have I not mentioned?
It's literally the only remaining team in the
Eastern
Conference.
It was like the second team we mentioned when we started this segment.
Coastal City.
They played the game last night.
Baltimore doesn't have a team.
No. They got the Wizards, kind of.
Well, I've worked through every coastal city. Boston, New York.
It's really sad that you haven't gotten this team.
Boston, New York,
this is really
Philly, D.C.
Actually.
I've worked through every team. Don't tell me. I'm going to get there.
You're not going to be able to say, oh, yeah, I got it. I was right after this because you've literally named 14 other teams.
No, I was just working through the teams in the East.
Yeah.
It's on the coast.
Uh-huh.
You said.
Basically. I didn't say anything about the coast.
There's no teams in Mississippi. The Grizzlies are in the West.
That's correct.
Although that doesn't make sense.
They should realign and put them in the East. Put Detroit in the West.
The Mavericks are in the West.
The West.
Right, yeah.
This is really
the Pelicans are in the West.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Can you give me a half of the country? Minnesota is in the West, right?
The team has red.
Minnesota would be in the West. I said the Hawks, the Wizards.
They've been fairly successful recently.
The Bulls.
Last 5 or 6 years, they've been pretty successful.
The Houston Rockets are in the West.
Yeah.
They have red. They're not in America. They're not in America. You can't expect me to get the Raptors.
Oh, yeah, the defending NBA champions.
Oh, come on. I was thinking Continental U.S.
No one ever told you Continental U.S.
I forgot about the Canada team.
Defending champions.
That's not a crazy mistake.
Yes, it is. They're the defending champions.
Well, they're not in America.
No, but they're in the NBA Eastern Conference. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, it took me a minute to work all the way up to Canada. Yeah, I would have had the Raptors in there.
I don't think you even worked all the way to Canada. I think you're just thinking red teams.
I would have had the Raptors in there if I had remembered them.
Well, that's good.
I mean, if you had the teams listed in front of me, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I just happen to forget about the Canada team.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's not a.
It's got a sports radio.
Not a big mistake. Well, I got them all.
Yeah.
I named all the teams.
You were impressive. You named a lot of teams.
All of them.
Yeah.
I can name all the West teams,
too. Well, what's your thought process with what the Sixers are right now and the Joel Embiid Ben Simmons conundrum, since you have clearly shown that you are an NBA expert.
No, I was
an Eastern Conference expert for sure.
I wasn't trying to prove that I mean,
you just named all 15 teams plus like six Western Conference teams.
Yeah, so you're asking now my thoughts on the situation going on with the Sixers.
You've obviously shown your bona fides. Your credentials have been checked, and I give you a stamp of approval. Yeah. So, what do you think about the sixth seed Philadelphia 76ers, who maybe have the most talented roster in the East?
I think they'll underachieve like they usually do.
Well, then what do you do?
Well, you probably get rid of the guy that can't shoot the ball.
So you get rid of him. You get rid of Simmons and keep Embiid.
One guy scores, the other guy doesn't.
Simmons can score.
They can't shoot.
I feel like there's some growing momentum in behind. Like, hey, you should actually build around Ben Simmons and get rid of Embiid.
No, can't do that.
I think there's a part of that. Now, I will say that the Sixers are going to run into the problem of like Embiid is the franchise favorite. Like the fans love him.
Yeah, you don't want to get rid of that guy.
He can't stay healthy.
But he can't stay healthy. He's been hurt.
Those fans. Now,
granted, the hand is a little bit different than the knee. It's not another knee issue. This is just a hand problem. That, you know, that happens.
Those part of him's weak.
The fans bitch and whine and complain more than any other fan base as it is. You at least better let them keep the guy they like, or they'll riot. They'll run the place over.
We'll see what happens. I picked them to win the East. They're the sixth seed right now. I haven't given up on them because I do think in the regular season they have a spacing problem. In the playoffs, though, like, man, the playoffs is going to be tough, too, because, I mean, people just sag off Ben Simmons. And then when he tries to go in the post and you just put Joel Embiid around the three-point line, and that's not him at his most effective. But I will say, like, in the playoffs, you saw last year, I mean, they almost beat Toronto. Just slow it down, throw it into Embiid, and kind of let him go to work. But they also had Jimmy Butler, who was really, really good for them. So, yeah, the Sixers are facing a problem here. And as a team that looks like the most talented last night, they looked more fun with Simmons. Now they fell apart. Josh Richardson got hurt, so they're a little undermanned. But the East right now, they're the sixth seed. Looks like there's three or four better teams than them, and Victor Oladipo is getting back. Cam, who are you picking to come out of the East right now as we're, a little bit past the halfway mark and a week or so before the trade deadline?
I think I'll go with the Bucks.
You think they get it done this year?
I just don't think anybody's going to stop Giannis.
They're doing that thing again where they're just beating the hell out of people. Their point differential is 12.7. That's really, really stout, and they're scoring 119.4 points per game. So they've been really, really efficient. Although I still have questions about them when it comes to the playoffs and things slow down and you can kind of game plan like you do against James Harden, like you do against Lamar Jackson in the NFL. Like when you can do what Toronto did, which is basically build their team and build their defense around stopping Giannis and making the other players try to beat you, I don't know if they have the players that can beat you. They don't have a second creator. So if they're doing that thing where they're just sagging off Giannis and like not letting him drive to the rim in the playoffs, I still wonder if they can actually get it done. However, there is no Kawhi Leonard in the East anymore, right?
Yeah, and I don't think the Heat, like, I think the Heat are good, but I don't think, like, come playoffs, they'll actually have, like, a shot to make it.
We'll see. Bam Adebayo's been really good, and he's a really good defender, so maybe he could maybe slow down Giannis in a one-on-one situation type of thing. And Jimmy Butler, knows that team pretty good. And Jimmy Butler, I guess, would be the – is Jimmy Butler the most likely of anybody in the East to have, like, a Kawhi Leonard run?
Yeah,
where he just kind of puts the team on his back and finally like ascends and reaches the top.
Yeah, and he has some really good role players around him. Like Arrow's been really good, just as a spot up shooter. And like
Duncan Robinson's been better too. Like another big taller white guy who shoots a lot of threes.
Yeah, but I mean, like you said, Bam's been really good this year too. So Bam's been a beast. Yeah, if the stars align, they could. But it's hard to bet against Giannis. I think at this point with what he's doing, and
I'm really excited to see what Victor Oladipo looks like when he gets back, because that Pacers team has been really good without him. If he can come back and kind of be their big like trade deadline acquisition where they get to add like an all-NBA caliber player, that could be a big deal for them in the East. Cody, who are you picking to come out of the East?
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're unstoppable.
Board bet on this too.
Yeah, we do have a board bet. My team's in sixth right now.
yeah, we do have a board bet
on this. We got off to a bad start in the board bets. Well, we have two board bets for next year, right?
Yes.
What's the other one? We just made it the other day, didn't we? Last week?
Yeah, it was the Power Five. Cody has the Power Five winning the NCAA basketball title, and John.
Oh yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, that's a lock for sure. I've already won that one.
Yeah, you're screwed on that.
Absolutely not.
You're really taking San Diego State and Butler to win the NCAA tournament.
Or Dayton.
It's not gonna happen.
Don't sleep on Dayton, buddy.
I'm sleeping all over Dayton.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Picking up a six-pack.
Cody, got a big update for you regarding your big game tonight.
What game is that?
Lakers-Nets.
Oh.
On TNT.
We played the Knicks last night and we were not on TV. Won the game, though.
That is correct. Well, now you're going to be on TV against the Brooklyn Nets.
And, it's good to hear because I want to watch the game.
Kyrie Irving is available tonight, so you get to see good. Kyrie versus LeBron.
Oh, that's great. Very excited about that.
I'm happy I could make you happy.
It's hard for me to keep up with the schedule on a day-to-day basis.
You should try to play fantasy basketball. Nah, it wouldn't help with you. You'd give up.
Do you think I'd be good at it?
No, probably not.
It's a lot of maintenance.
It's more than baseball?
It's similar, but it's probably a little bit more than baseball, slightly, but I don't know. It's comparable. 162 games in baseball is obviously more than the 82 in basketball, so maybe baseball's worse. Baseball's worse. There's more positions.
Is it still not too late to play fantasy basketball?
It's probably too late.
I'm really good at fantasy football.
No, you're so not. Maybe I don't know if I would say you're really good.
Really good drafter.
You did draft a pretty highly projected team. Okay. Well, Kyrie's playing tonight, so you get Kyrie versus LeBron. A little college basketball update last night. A couple of my guys, Dayton, rolled St. Bonaventure. Destroyed them.
I can't believe you made that bet with
Seton me. Hall beats Providence.
You realize I have the entire Power Five to win the title.
I understand.
When is the last time a team not in the Power Five won the title?
That's a good question. I don't have the answer to that.
It's got to be like forever ago.
A long time, I would say. Houston is my first guess.
What year was that?
Did Houston even win?
I don't know. You're the expert here.
UNLV? UNLV is actually my guess.
In 1990?
Yeah. Rain and Oregon just texted in and said Villanova. So, yeah, I guess that would count, too, because the Big East isn't technically Power 5. So, yeah.
Yeah,
Villanova. Good job by you, Brandon.
I guess you get Villanova.
Yeah.
That's still an awful bet, though. Like, it's going to be.
It's going to happen.
No, it's not.
It just happened, like, 2 years ago at Villanova.
Yeah, but that was two of them,
right? Villanova's won two, right?
That was a special team. That Villanova team was special.
There's no good college basketball.
Gonzaga,
teams.
Too.
I got Gonzaga. This is looking good. I'm going to win this pretty easily.
I get every blue blood.
You have three of the top seven.
The blue bloods stink.
I get Baylor, Kansas, Florida State.
I get
State.
The blue bloods. I get Baylor. That's good.
Yeah, because Gonzaga wins it so often. I've got Baylor, Kansas, Florida State, Louisville, Duke, Michigan State, Oregon, West Virginia,
six
Kentucky.
Six of the top 12.
I got six of the top 12.
I got Kentucky, Auburn.
I mean, he's got six of the top 12 too, but I like my odds.
Yeah, but your teams are not Power 5 teams. They can't win the tournament. Only a Power 5 team can win the tournament.
The good news is the Big East might as well be a Power 5 conference at the top of basketball. So, like, I get a little bit of a Power 5.
Who's your good Big East team? That's
Villanova, Seton Hall, Butler.
Seton Hall and Butler, really? They're going to win the championship?
And Villanova? Ever heard of them?
I have, but they don't have a special team like they had 2 years ago.
No, but Dayton does.
Dayton. That's your champion?
The Flyers.
The Dayton Flyers?
I like the Dayton Flyers.
I think I'll take Kentucky and Duke.
Oh, I guarantee you Dayton goes further than Kentucky.
It's time for Kobe's statue.
There's the whole Colorado thing.
Huh?
There was the whole Colorado thing.
He never played in Colorado.
No, the other thing.
The rape?
Yeah. Yeah, the rape.
That was
the accusations.
That was number 24, Kobe, though, right?
That was 8.
Number 8. Yeah, I got it mixed up. Yeah. Some comedian had a joke about that. Daniel Tosh, maybe. That was the number. That was number 8. That was the old, yeah.
He had to change numbers and get rid of
the. He rebranded. Yeah, he rebranded. Yeah,
successful rebrand.
Yeah.
He'll get a statue. It just might be a little bit. He's not old. They're not worried about him dying before he gets it or anything, so.
Magic's got one.
Well, they might have been worried about it. I've been worried about Magic and how much time he had left. Same for Shaq. Shaq could fall over any minute now. He's a big old boy. I think they think Kobe takes care of himself. He's probably got an extra 10, 15 years.
Didn't Oscar De La Hoya have some accusations? Didn't he do something bad?
I don't know if he had accusations as much as like he just had some weird sexual preferences, I think.
Oscar De La Hoya?
I don't think they were criminal. I just think he liked dressing up as a woman.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's totally normal.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think he had anything criminal in his. When you say Oscar De La Hoya allegations, I think of, like, the pictures of him dressed as a woman.
He just liked a little role-playing?
Yeah. So that's not a crime.
No, certainly not.
That doesn't keep you from getting a statue. Like, we still let Marv Albert run around on TV.
What did he do?
He's got some weird sexual stuff. Dressed criminal. No, criminal stuff.
Oh, so not, like, fuzzy?
Biting. He bit a woman.
Marv Albert?
Yeah.
Marv Albert bit a woman?
Marv Albert's got a really checkered sexual history.
I used to be able to do a good Marv Albert.
Well,
not so much.
I don't want you to impersonate him around me.
Come here. Let me see that neck.
No, I don't think he's the neck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Marv Albert's got.
Oh, wow.
Marv Albert has a checkered sexual past.
Sounds like it. I wouldn't have expected it from Marv Albert.
That's what was
just,
so...
Just based on his voice.
That's what was so odd about it.
His voice just sounds so professional.
Yeah.
Seems like he's a little unprofessional in the bedroom. Marv
Albert.
Are you
going to Google the Marv Albert
song? I'm now Googling Marv Albert.
Yeah.
Marv Albert looks exactly like he sounds.
Is that the first time you've ever seen him?
No, I've seen him before. Okay. I just forgot.
Yeah.
I always just think of his voice on the NBA games.
Yeah. He calls the Nets games now, I'm pretty sure.
Used to be the voice of the Knicks. Marv Albert, sexual assault. Oh,
yeah. And I was gonna say he does have criminal ties to his.
So did he? How did he play that off?
It was a different time. It was before the Me Too movement. They've kind of let Marv Albert slip through the cracks.
A 42-year-old woman named Vanessa perhaps accused him of biting her.
Smith Family Dentistry is now.
My name is John Reed, and for years people made fun of me for not drinking beer. I tried to find some replacements, but they were all far too sugary and left me feeling bad. Lucky for me, I found Truly Hard Seltzer. It's refreshing with only 1 gram of sugar. You truly love to see it.
It's the dawn of a new game day, and Truly Hard Seltzer is subbing in for light beer. With 5% ABV, only 100 calories, and that's light and refreshing. Game day with Truly Hard Seltzer. Drink what you truly want. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, drink responsibly.
We will be at Hops and Hollers on Saturday for the first ever live edition, remote edition of the Voluntary Reaction presented by Miller Lite. Come by and enjoy some Miller Lite pitchers at Hops and Hollers and watch Tennessee play Kansas and then get on the air with me and do some voluntarily reactions. No, some voluntary reactions. Either way. I told you we had some numbers in. The Zion Effect. It was a success. It was the highest rated ESPN game outside of Christmas. It doubled last year's game from the same time slot. Viewership up 88% versus last year's comparable game. 2.357 million viewers. Peaked with 2.77. Zion moved the needle in a game that was pretty boring, but also no basketball fans want to watch this rendition of the San Antonio Spurs. This team's been pretty tough to watch, so I would like to see what the numbers look like when Zion plays an exciting team. Those numbers surprise you at all that it was the highest rated ESPN game outside of Christmas?
Kind of.
Which I don't know exactly which games the ESPN's had, you know, outside of this. I know the Lakers-Clippers, the first round there was on TNT.
That's what I was thinking. I would have thought Lakers-Clippers. So
that was on TNT. This is ESPN's highest rated game.
Oh, well, just ESPN. I mean, I don't know. I guess I would have thought a bigger market game might have been more important to some people, but people are showing up for Zion's debut, I guess.
Some stars outweigh markets, right? The idea of markets is nice, but, you know, LeBron James was the biggest star in the NBA while playing in Cleveland. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some players supersede the market. I do wonder how the NBA feels, though, because a couple of their biggest stars, Zion, New Orleans, and I do think in 3 or 4 years we'll be putting Ja Morant in that same conversation, and he's going to be in Memphis.
You think Ja Morant's going to be one of the biggest stars in the league?
I do think that in 3 or 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Especially one of the biggest, if you just consider, like, the biggest young stars. Mm. I mean, Ja Morant's been great, and he plays an exciting brand of basketball. Like, I don't think he's going to get Zion level of fame and attention because Zion has the built-in Duke and, you know, the years of Instagram dunking and all that. But Ja Morant's pretty special, too. That division in general. Like, you know, the NBA divisions, we don't really think of it too much in those terms, but the Southwest Division has Luka, Ja Morant, and Zion. And then throw in James Harden. And, you know, San Antonio's just there like, well, we got DeMar DeRozan.
I didn't know the NBA had divisions.
They do, but no one really cares about them. So, I mean, I'm not even going to make fun of you for that. So,
I would hope not.
Yeah, once they change that rule where, like, then they used to have it where the division winner, you know,
guaranteed was a top four seed, yeah. I think, or guaranteed home court or whatever. So, like, yeah, that was maybe you weren't guaranteed a top seed, but you got the automatic home court, I think is how they phrased it. But, yeah. That, once that went away, then divisions really don't matter. It's not even like you get an automatic playoff bid. Usually, like, it's hard to win a division and not be a top eight team, but it is possible. I don't even think you get an automatic playoff bid, so it doesn't really matter. It's just for, like, scheduling purposes. But I think as they shorten the season, they might go ahead and just get rid of divisions because the only thing that divisions matter in the NBA code is I think you play those teams 4 times versus 3.
Mm.
But once they reduce the schedule, they might even make that a they might even kind of remove that.
I had no idea it was a thing.
Okay. Can I interest you in some NFL safety numbers? Please say yes because I don't have a backup plan.
Okay. I thought we might talk about the Western Conference.
Oh, what do you want to talk about the Western Conference with?
I don't know. I was just...
You talk about the Western Conference. What do you want to talk about?
No, we don't have to.
No, let's talk about it.
It's fine. It's fine. I don't... I mean...
Like, who are you intrigued by? Because I think they got a really good 7 teams, and then it's wide open at 8 down. Like, somebody has to win the 8th spot. The Spurs, Grizzlies, Blazers, Pelicans, or Phoenix Suns, but none of those teams are going to be really relevant when it comes time for the playoffs. I think as an NBA fan, everyone's probably, if you're neutral, probably going to root for the Pelicans just because of the storyline of Zion and the baby Lakers. Memphis fans are yelling like, hey, Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. are pretty good. Portland's like, hey, we got Dame and McCollum. Like, we can play. And then Phoenix is like, what about Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton?
Why is it that Portland always gets credit for having that really good duo and yet they're like, they're not good?
They made the conference finals last year.
But aren't they like 19 and 26 right now?
That's exactly what they are. Yeah. So I imagine you just looked at the standings.
No, I didn't. I just knew that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they are 19 and 26.
Yeah.
But they've been banged up, and like they might get Nurkic, their big man, back. And
yeah.
They're just not very good. So, like, yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing else to say about
none of those teams are really on the same level right now as the Thunder, Rockets, Mavericks, Nuggets, Clippers, Jazz, and Lakers.
No, there's a pretty big gap here. There's a pretty big gap there for that. And also, like, I would say that this is the first year in a long time where you could make the argument, at least, that the East is just as good as the West.
Whoa.
I know, right?
Maybe at the top.
I mean, the bottom in the West isn't very good.
The Bucks are as a diehard Lakers fan, I got to say the Bucks are kind of scary.
Okay.
To me.
But, I mean, like, even if you go look through the rest of it, like, I would take my chances on Miami against Utah if we're just, like, matching up 1 versus 1, 2 versus 2. Like, Miami, Utah, like, you know, that would be a 7-game series probably. Utah probably wins it, but I would like Miami's chances.
You take the Clippers over the Raptors, though.
Yeah, I would.
And Kawhi's not going to lose to the team that he knows everything about, right?
Sure. Although, I don't know. Nick Nurse is pretty good. Nick Nurse does creative things when it comes to defending a team's best player, so that might be a close series. I don't know. But I'm just looking like Dallas and Denver. I mean, the Celtics and Pacers, like, those are fun. Like, the sixth seed. Who's a sixth seed right now? Houston. Houston versus the Sixers would be a fun playoff series. I don't think it's the same as, like, it's been the last decade and a half where you're like, oh, wow, the West has got it so bad. That's all I'm saying.
What about the Hawks versus the Warriors?
Hawks would kill them. The Hawks would obliterate them.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, domination.
Oh, for sure.
The Hawks are 11-34.
They haven't been good this year, bro, but we're only 8.5 back.
We got John Collins back.
The Clippers didn't even – Kawhi didn't even play last night.
Well, neither did Trae Young. Neither did Trae Young.
Okay.
I mean, Paul George didn't play either, nor did Patrick Beverley. But
I think Trae Young makes up for all that.
And the Clippers were on a second night of a back-to-back.
We didn't have Jabari Parker. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have Jabari Parker.
Okay.
Or a serviceable player besides anyone. Sure.
Man, the Warriors are 10-36. That's awesome.
They stink.
They're 26 games back.
But they'll be good next year. So, like, if we, I would save the Warriors jokes, maybe, because they're probably going to be right back next year.
Or maybe get them in while you can.
Yeah, but just make sure you delete them, because, like, the people that were getting the jokes in on Zion the first couple quarters looked stupid by the end of the night. Anything else in the Western Conference you want to talk about? Like, Houston's kind of in a similar situation as the Sixers are. Like, Houston's kind of free-falling right now, and they are in the unfortunate situation of they've been playing deep in the playoffs for a while now. The only difference is, like, they don't have anything to show for it. But when you look around, like, Eric Gordon has been banged up, and he looks old. P.J. Tucker looks worn down. James Harden right now is playing terribly, as if he's played too many games and had too many minutes and had to carry too much of a load for too long. The Rockets seem to be in trouble. And they don't really have any assets to go make any trades.
Yeah, they suck. The only thing I care about is do you believe – well, that's why I'm asking you. Do you believe that the Clippers can defeat us in a seven-game series?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think they are likely to, or do you
– here's the problem. I think Kawhi's better than LeBron.
I don't like that.
Now, we'll see, like, if LeBron still got playoff LeBron he could tap into, right?
Don't like hearing that.
Because the last time we saw LeBron in the playoffs with the Cavs, I mean, he was awesome. He was amazing. He almost won game one from that team he was completely outmatched against.
There you go with your ageist stuff again. First it was Tom, now it's LeBron.
No, it's just pro Kawhi, bro. This is, like, I'd take LeBron
LeBron
over.
LeBron is Tom Brady now.
I would take LeBron over everyone except Giannis and Kawhi in a series. And I might not even take Giannis over him in the series, actually, but
you respect LeBron more than you do Tom Brady at this point?
Yes, okay. Yes. Okay. Not even close.
Okay.
I think Brady was like the 16th or 17th or 18th best quarterback
but
in the league.
But you think
last year
that Kawhi has surpassed LeBron?
I just think Kawhi is a killer, and I think Kawhi's game works perfectly in the playoffs, and he's just, until he's knocked off, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt.
You know who I'm going to give the benefit of the
doubt? But I do think the Clippers have to get better. I do think they need to make a trade or get a buyout guy.
Did Kawhi ever go to 8 straight finals?
Nope.
Killer Kawhi, did he ever go to 8 straight finals?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Who's got more rings?
LeBron, barely.
By one.
But just by one.
And a much worse record in the finals.
Yep.
But still, he's been there, though. He gets there.
Kawhi's been there 3 times.
Yeah, but LeBron gets there more.
That doesn't really matter. The difference between, like, 9 times versus 3, I don't think is that big of a difference.
That's 6 trips to the finals.
I'm just saying Kawhi's going to be tested. He knows what it's like to play in the finals. The question is, can, like, Anthony Davis go up a level?
Yeah.
If he can go up a level, then that changes my answer.
He can.
Because I trust Anthony Davis, what he can do in the playoffs, more than I trust what Paul George will do in the playoffs.
Paul George. Give me a break.
It'll be a fun series.
I just hope the Lakers get to the finals. I'm worried about the Bucks, though. I think they're really good. Everything I've heard about them is that they're like a super team now.
For everything I have said about the East and West being similar and close, I would say that I would still feel like the NBA Finals was Clippers-Lakers if they played in the conference finals, and then the Bucks would probably turn around and win. Whoever wins that series between the Lakers and Clippers, that comes out of the West is going to be celebrating. And then if the Bucks get there, like, you'd be like, "Oh wait, here we go."
the Bucks, you realize how big their differential is compared to everybody else?
Yeah, I said it earlier, 13 points a game, basically.
You did?
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Scoring like 119.4 points per game.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's significantly more than every other team.
It's good.
Every other team's at like 7-something.
All right, Cam, let's play some this or that. Although the Bucks did that last year, too. So they're in a proven the playoff situation because they had that big point differential last year and then choked again in the conference final up 2-0.
Very well.
Prove it.
All right, so I got you have to eat at one restaurant for a year, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. If you're a team looking for a free agent quarterback, would you rather sign Winston or Bridgewater? And if you have to only, pants-wise, you can only wear shorts the rest of your life, or shirt-wise, you can only wear short-sleeve shirts the rest of your life.
Wait, hold on, sorry. Say that again.
Rest of your life, for pants, you can only wear shorts, or for shirts, you can only wear short sleeves.
Okay, so would I rather wear shorts for the rest of my life or short sleeve shirts?
Yep.
Okay.
Good topics.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's play that next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Drink. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
Come on. All right. Are y'all ready to play the debate segment known as This or That?
Yes.
All right. Cody, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Just making sure. All right. First up, we have, if you have to eat at a restaurant for a whole year, Chick-fil-A or Popeyes?
I think I'd definitely take Popeyes just because of the versatility at Popeyes. Like at Chick-fil-A, all the chicken tastes the same. And there's like 4 menu items when you go to Chick-fil-A. It's you can have nuggets, strips, or a sandwich. It's all the same thing. It all tastes exactly the same. At Popeyes, it's very bland, Chick-fil-A, let's be honest. Popeyes, you get a little spice. You actually have some spice to your food. At Popeyes, you can get boned chicken. You know, you can get your white meat or your dark meat, breast, wing, thigh, drums. You get it all. You can eat a whole chicken at Popeyes. You got different ways you can get it breaded. You can get it spicy breaded, or if you want it just mild, you can have it mild. And they have other things on the menu, too. They have the shrimp. They got, like, the po' boys. You can get a shrimp po' boy, so you're not just stuck with chicken for the whole year. You know what I mean? You can at least change it up a little bit, and the sides are better. Chick-fil-A's got waffle fries, and now they have a mac and cheese. Popeyes, you got mac and cheese, mashed potatoes and gravy, red beans and rice, those Cajun fries, very underrated.
Chick-fil-A has sides, too. Chick-fil-A has
not
sides,
as good,
too.
Not as good.
They got the mac and cheese. What are you going to do for breakfast?
You're going to eat the biscuits at Popeyes.
Popeyes isn't open for breakfast.
Well, I mean, we're talking about eating it.
You're in one restaurant the rest of your life. What are you going to do for breakfast? You're just never going to eat breakfast again?
You know, they say these days, actually, it's best if you don't eat breakfast. That's kind of an old myth that you need to start your day with breakfast. A lot of people now eating all in a six-hour period. I believe they call it intermittent fasting. A lot of people are having success with
it. A lot of people.
Breakfast overrated.
A lot of people will say that the intermittent fasting could be any 6 hours of the day. So you could load up from, say, 8 a.m. to lunch to 2 p.m. Like, you could do that and just skip dinner. So, like, that doesn't necessarily.
You can have a chicken biscuit at 10:30. You have a point. Like, if you have to go at 7 a.m.
Yeah, what happens if you're up?
If you feel the need to eat at 7 a.m.
Oh, wait, I'm hungry. Oh, wait, Popeyes doesn't have breakfast. What am I going to do?
Well, you eat breakfast.
I'm just going to wait because
I can't eat breakfast at 10:30. I don't know. Most people don't wake up that early anyway. Most normal people don't begin their day till 10 or 11.
Is the Popeyes chicken sandwich good? Yes. Yes.
Better than Chick-fil-A's.
Yes, it is good. Are the Popeyes chicken nuggets good? Never heard anybody talk about those.
Because you don't have to eat chicken nuggets
biscuits,
at Popeyes.
They don't even have those.
You ever had the strips at Popeyes, those spicy tenders at Popeyes?
The strips at chicken nuggets, the strips at Chick-fil-A
it's
are pretty good.
It's the same
too.
Thing as the nuggets. It's the same chicken, the same breading, the same everything. It's for middle white America.
There is a reason I am a white American. Chick-fil-A is for me. I will enjoy eating that.
It's for white Christian families.
I love the Lord. Want to go on
white Christian families of middle America who don't like spices. Those people don't like spices.
Chick-fil-A is growing throughout Popeyes, all of America, by the way. It's not just middle America.
It's white Christian America.
New York loves Popeyes Chick-fil-A.
Popeyes welcomes diversity.
Chick-fil-A is a bigger
fast food chain. Popeyes welcomes the gays.
Chick-fil-A's
anti-gay.
No, they quit giving money to the anti-gay foundation and they made some of the conservative white Americans mad.
Well, but for a long time.
Chick-fil-A is evolving. Breakfast evolving. It's such a bigger fast food chain. There's a reason because it's better and people, when they eat it, they can't get enough.
I support diversity. I support accepting everyone regardless of their sexual orientation.
So does Chick-fil-A. They quit giving money to
Chick-fil-A also doesn't hire employees that aren't white for the most part.
That's not true.
They don't hire very many non-white people.
The guy over here at Bearden, every time I go to the drive-thru, he's holding it down or running in and out. He's a black man.
It's always like...
I always say, hey, what's up, man? He's like...
It's always...
John? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, have a good day. He's like, you too, man. Say bless. I'm like, right back at you.
It's always a white high school girl. That's
true.
Working the drive-thru window true. At Chick-fil-A. You just know she goes
to
West.
By the way, if we want to talk about that, like the service, come on. I feel like I'm taken care of when I go to Chick-fil-A.
The service.
Like I'm inconveniencing the Popeye.
The service is overrated.
The service
is overrated.
Let's hear this take.
But people act like Chick-fil-A, like their service is so great. I've had several times that I've been through Chick-fil-A
haven't.
And they've forgotten a sauce.
No, you have.
They've forgotten a sauce.
Now
sauces.
I know you're
lying. Hey, there's another thing. Sauces.
Yeah.
Sauces.
We're gonna act like Popeye's has better sauces than
you're
Chick-fil-A.
You damn right they
Chick-fil-A
do.
Chick-fil-A has every
you're
sauce
damn
ever
right
invented
they do.
There.
Have you ever
now
had Black and Ranch?
Now I know you're lying. You'll say anything to try to win this argument.
Have you ever had Black and Ranch?
The service.
I'm not putting down the service. I'm saying it's overrated.
I hate seeing those high school people out here working and learning,
all I'm saying,
learning things about the future.
All I'm saying is the
rolling
the chicken is bland and they're anti-gay. That's all I'm saying.
They're no longer anti-gay.
They're at their heart, at their core values
actually,
are still anti-gay.
Actually, if you notice, there's a lot of gay people who work there. I've noticed that.
That's a very inappropriate thing to say.
I gotta go with John here.
You didn't even argue about Sundays, you stupid idiot. They're not even open on Sundays.
Yeah, you missed a lot of points.
Wow. What a loser.
I gotta give it to John.
I can't eat breakfast, but at least I can eat on Sundays. Oh, no. Point Cody. Oh, what a joke.
I didn't want to scrape
I'm
the
Cody,
bottom.
I'm joking.
I didn't want to scrape the easy fruit.
I'm Cody. I'm joking like Mark Few.
I've won the last six debates. I didn't
Cody,
want to.
Cody, I'm joking like Mark Few.
I didn't want to pick the low hanging fruit. I'm sorry. I've won the last six debates.
You just focus on the gay bashing, huh?
Well,
interesting.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of gay people work there.
Joke.
I mean, what is that all about? Are you saying they look gay?
No.
What's that even mean?
Who's worked there before?
What does that even mean? A lot of gay people work there.
Let's move on.
I'd like to dive a little deeper. I'd like to know exactly what you mean by that.
1-0.
All right, moving on. Would you rather be stuck wearing shorts or short sleeve shirts for the rest of your life?
Give me the shorts. There's really just a lot of reasons here. Legs getting cold, not near as bad as your arms getting cold. Hoodies feel great. Hoodies and shorts are one of the best combinations you could ever have. A nice hoodie and shorts. Undefeated. If you have to be stuck in pants, what are you going to do? Like you're going to...
You still take them off and wear your underwear.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you can't really have climate control. Going to the gym would be tough. Going other places would be tough. Give me the shorts because shorts, you can work around the cold, but in the summer, if you have to wear jeans, you're going to be in trouble. I think I misunderstood the question.
I rarely see you in shorts, for one thing.
That's not true.
You wear jeans more than anyone I've ever met.
That is not true at all.
Here's the problem with shorts. Okay, the reason you pick only short sleeves is because if you go only shorts, then you'll never be taken seriously again in your life.
That's not true.
If you wear nothing but shorts, yes, it is. If you have an important meeting,
they make suits now with shorts.
No guy in an important meeting has ever worn shorts. If you work in the business
Ben
world,
Harden rocks the short suits all the time.
If you work in the business world, which a vast majority of people do,
I don't.
Or if just
it's
in
about me and you,
everyday life,
I don't have to. I can go to business meetings in shorts all the time.
What if you decide you want to do a job interview?
At Twin Peaks the other day.
What if you have a job interview?
Those girls
someday?
Were having to wear anything to work.
That's a little different. What they're not wearing shorts either. What if you have a job interview? You want to go work for a different radio station.
Yeah. You don't
wear
a short
shorts.
Shirt. You don't wear a short sleeve shirt.
They make short sleeve dress shirts.
They make short sleeve suits. The short sleeve suit looks just as good as the short sleeve. The short sleeve shirt is not professional either. They don't make short sleeve suits. They make shorts suits.
No, they don't. Nobody ever wears those. Nobody has ever worn one of those dumbass. You're referring to a dumbass pantsuit with shorts.
You don't know anything about fashion, bro.
Nobody has ever worn that.
You can't wear jackets anymore if you're only in short sleeve.
Do you know how stupid you're going to go to an important meeting with no suit jacket?
You're not going to have a suit jacket ever again the rest of your life? People are going to take you serious.
Business casual. Have you ever heard of it? Nah. It's called business casual.
You ain't getting that job. I'm just business casual.
Can I speak?
They'll give you a job at the call center. They're not giving you a big job if you walk into a big important meeting or a big interview with short sleeve shirts on.
Let me tell you something. Absolutely not. I'm a hiring manager and two candidates come in, one is wearing khaki pants and dress shoes and a nice short sleeve dress shirt, and the other guy is wearing a coat and tie and then has shorts on?
Fashionable shorts.
Okay. Let's take a look at one.
Right here.
Let's take a look at one of these short suits. Look how great this guy looks.
Right here. Can I? Come on.
I see a blank screen.
Well, it's not loading.
You're trying to prove a point and the page won't load. You're falling apart.
Please look how fashionable that looks. He's with that yellow suit. The shorts look great. Look phenomenal. Look great right there. And by the way, please let me point out.
Nobody has ever worn one of those.
By the way, please let me point out, if I go somewhere for an interview and you're the hiring manager, I'm turning around and leaving.
Are you going to wear that to the interview?
I'm going
to
say, you know what? Actually, I don't want this job anymore.
The guy with the short sleeve dress shirt.
Look how great these guys look. Look how sharp he looks. He looks so sharp.
He looks like one of those guys that works at Chick-fil-A, like you were saying.
Whoa. Look how sharp he looks, Cameron.
Yeah, he looks sharp if he's going to a convention for testing out short suits.
Good one. I really nailed that one.
I'm just saying,
if a guy comes in, you're hiring the guy wearing khaki pants always. The guy wearing khaki pants looks more professional than the guy wearing khaki shorts.
Than those suits? Those look stupid as hell.
You look stupid as hell.
You look at you.
Yeah?
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're wearing a beanie. It's not even cocked.
I see you with long sleeves on.
Your beanie's not even straight. It's cocked to the side.
You have long sleeves on, sir.
Your beanie's cocked to the side. No, I have short sleeves on underneath.
What are you going to do if it's cold?
You wear pants.
Yeah, that is not going to keep you warm.
You can wear a jacket over your short sleeves.
No, you cannot.
That is a violation.
You can wear a Bill Belichick short sleeve hoodie. Can you not?
Is that a jacket? Are you going to act like that's a jacket?
I can wear a short sleeve jacket.
That's not going to accomplish anything.
Nobody ever cares about their forearms getting cold. You get cold where your organs are. You get cold in your midsection and your chest.
You know more about the coat industry than the people making the coats? If that was the case, why wouldn't they just get rid of all sleeves?
Bill Belichick, greatest NFL coach of all time. What does he wear to stay warm?
Not when it's cold. Not when it's cold. The short sleeve hoodie is just during the warmer times. When it's actually cold, he puts sleeves on.
He's not wearing that in August. He doesn't wear that in August. Nobody cares. Your forearms get cold the same amount as your shins do. That's being cold is not even a big thing.
That's completely false. Imagine never being able to wear a raincoat again.
Imagine never being able to wear pants again.
I don't need to wear pants.
Of course you do.
I'm wearing pants right now.
Yes, I'm wearing pants. Do you think I'm going to wear shorts? It's January.
Imagine going to try to play basketball in pants. Imagine going out and exercise with the boys. Hey, let's go play some football. Let's go do this. Imagine working on the farm. I wore shorts when I worked on the farm. You gotta stay cool. If I'd had to wear jeans out there in 100 degree weather, I would have had a heat stroke.
Imagine not being able to wear a jacket on the farm. Imagine you're someone who cuts brush for a living.
Imagine you cut brush for a living
and you have to walk through the woods a lot. And your legs are always exposed to the briars and the thorn bushes.
I would appreciate to have my arms covered more than my legs.
If you always wear shorts, you can never walk through the woods again.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
I think most people enjoy walking through the woods.
People go hiking with shorts on all the time, bro. What are you even talking about?
They're not walking through the briar patches.
Who wants to walk through a briar patch?
If you're cutting brush.
I'll never be able to go through a briar patch again. One of the worst things in the world to have to do.
Especially in shorts.
The short sleeve isn't much better. I'd rather scratch my legs up than my arms any day of the week.
There's so many instances where pants are necessary.
Name one. Job interview. Okay, name another
job
one.
Job interview.
Name another one.
For most people, any day at work.
No.
Every single day at work. You want to look professional. You want to present yourself in a professional way.
Oh, do you?
Shorts do not.
Do your red shirt, gray shirt.
Shorts do not. You're wearing a gray shirt right now.
Yeah.
Shorts do not present professionalism.
You can if you wear the nice shorts.
No, they don't. They still don't work. They don't work either way.
You can go golf in shorts all the time.
That's who you want to align yourself with? These golf jerks?
I have no problem with the golf. You don't have to be a jerk just because you golf.
Pretty much. I've never met a guy golfing that wasn't a jerk.
Cameron.
I got to go with John here.
Wow, sweep. Wow.
I'm disappointed, Cody. You kind of dropped the ball today.
We can save the Jameis Bridgewater argument for next week.
Nobody wants to hear the Jameis Bridgewater argument.
I was going to crush you on the Jameis Bridgewater argument anyways. This is going to be a 3-0 sweep.
This is what you get when you get to pick the good topics.
You see, left the room.
Typically, we will alternate topics.
No, typically have your first selection.
No.
This is what happens when it's fair and I get to get my selection.
I walk back.
I'm not fighting uphill the whole time.
I walk back from the bathroom.
Sweet. Room's out, bitch.
You two and your anti-gay. Anti-gays.
Sweet.
Your anti-gays.
Sweet.
You're anti-gays with your shorts and your Chick-fil-A.
Brooms out. Last call on the other side.